Depression isn't just in the brain. A TCM approach to emotional healing. For 2 years, a 35-year-old woman battled the relentless weight of depression. She suffered from chronic insomnia, vivid dreams, heart palpitations, and chest tightness, and she had repeatedly struggled with suicidal thoughts. During one dissociative episode, she self-harmed, a desperate act that was fortunately discovered in time. Antidepressants helped control some of her symptoms. Although they came at a cost, memory decline, emotional numbness, and a persistent sense of heaviness in her body. Then she tried something different. After 3 months of acupuncture treatment within the framework of traditional Chinese medicine, her sleep quality and mood improved significantly. She returned to work with renewed energy. Under her physician's guidance, she gradually reduced her antidepressant dosage and was able to stop the medication entirely after 6 months. Xu Rong, a TCM practitioner based in Cambridge, UK, shared this case on NTD's Health 1+1 program. NTD is a sister outlet of the Epoch Times. Unlike conventional medicine, which often focuses on brain chemistry, TCM views depression through a broader lens, as a manifestation of imbalances within the body's internal energy systems, with the liver playing a central role. Depression is caused by liver imbalance. In TCM, the term liver refers not only to the physical organ beneath the right rib cage, but also to a broader energy system centered on the liver. According to TCM theory, the liver governs the free flow of qi, meaning it is responsible for regulating the smooth movement of energy throughout the body, much like a traffic officer directing cars and pedestrians. TCM views emotional well-being as closely tied to the flow of qi. The liver also helps regulate emotional expression and functions as the CEO of the body's emotional landscape, Xu said. Prolonged emotional stress can weaken the liver and cause qi to stagnate, leading to sensations such as abdominal bloating or chest tightness. When energy fails to flow smoothly, blood circulation may suffer as well. Over time, this can compromise the functioning of not only the liver, but also the heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys. Disruptions in these organs can lead to disturbances in the emotions each organ is believed to govern. According to TCM, the 5 major organs, the liver, heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys, are each associated with a distinct emotional function. Anger, joy, thought, grief, and willpower. From a TCM perspective, depression is not simply a disorder of the brain, Xu said. Emotional disturbance is believed to cause liver qi stagnation, which then disrupts the flow of qi and blood in all 5 organs, ultimately influencing their associated emotional functions. As the imbalance progresses, metabolic waste may accumulate, a condition TCM refers to as phlegm dampness, which can further disrupt the functions of the heart and brain, treating both the root and the symptoms. TCM treatment focuses on treating both the symptoms and the root, Xu said. Treating the symptoms refers to calming the mind, using acupuncture and herbal medicine to help stabilize the patient's emotions. Treating the root involves regulating the 5 major organs to address the underlying causes. Many patients with depression experience sleep and digestive issues, which require dedicated care. Good sleep and adequate nutrition are essential building blocks for gradual recovery. Throughout treatment, Xu emphasized that family members and close friends can help improve the patient's living environment and offer companionship. Their understanding and support play a crucial role in the patient's recovery. 3 key acupoints for regulating emotions. Acupuncture is commonly used in TCM to treat depression. The method's principle involves stimulating specific points along the body's energy network, the meridians, to enhance the flow of energy and blood, regulate organ function, and ease emotional stagnation. A 2022 systematic review found that combining acupuncture with antidepressant medication may improve depression more effectively than using antidepressants alone, with fewer adverse effects. Xu highlighted several acupoints that can help prevent or alleviate symptoms of depression when massaged regularly. 1. Tai Chong bigger penetrating. Location on the top of the foot in the webbing between the big toe and the second toe. Slide your finger along the space between the 2 toes and move upward about 1 thumb width until you reach the depression just before the junction of the first and second metatarsal bones. Function. The Taichung acupoint is believed to soothe the liver and regulate qi, allowing energy to flow freely along the liver meridian. When feeling emotionally tense or unsettled, massaging this acupoint may help gradually ease those feelings. 2. Yongquan Bubbling Spring. Location: on the sole of the foot, in a depression about one-third of the way down from the front of the foot, when the toes are slightly bent. Function: Yongquan means bubbling spring, symbolizing life energy flowing outward from this acupoint. As the first point on the kidney meridian, stimulating Yongquan is believed to strengthen kidney qi and help reduce fear and anxiety. 3. Neiguan Inner Gate. Location: 3 finger widths above the wrist crease, between the two tendons on the inner forearm. Function: the Neiguan acupoint is believed to nourish the heart and calm the mind, helping to regulate emotions and ease discomfort in the heart, chest, and stomach. Note: pregnant women should avoid massaging Taichung and Yongquan without proper guidance. Consult a TCM practitioner before performing acupressure during pregnancy. When massaging these acupoints, apply gentle to moderate pressure, firm enough to create a slight sensation of soreness, but not pain. Use your thumb to press the point and make small, slow circular motions while maintaining steady, relaxed breathing. Each point can be massaged for about 1 to 2 minutes, once or twice daily, or whenever you feel stressed or emotionally tense. Consistency is more important than intensity. Gentle, regular stimulation is generally more beneficial than applying strong pressure. Traditional recipe for managing depression. Xu recommends an ancient dietary remedy for managing depression, the Ganmai Dazeo decoction, a sweet and calming formula that has been used for more than 1,800 years. An earlier meta-analysis found that when taken alongside antidepressant medication, the Ganmai Dazeo decoction may not only enhance therapeutic effects but also help reduce medication-related adverse effects. Ganmai Dazeo decoction, a time-honored TCM remedy that combines a handful of simple ingredients to help support emotional balance and relaxation. Ingredients: 0.3 ounce licorice root, 0.8 ounce wheat, 5 pieces of jujube, pitted. Instructions: rinse all ingredients thoroughly and remove the pits from the jujubes. Place everything in a pot and add 51 fluid ounces of water. Bring to a boil over high heat. Reduce to low heat and simmer for 10 minutes. Serve warm. All of these ingredients are generally available in health food stores or Asian grocery stores. The decoction is typically taken once daily, and in some cases up to twice daily, depending on individual needs and tolerance. It is often taken for several days to weeks as part of a broader approach to emotional regulation. For best results, consistency is recommended, but it should not be used as a substitute for prescribed medical treatment. Ganmai Dazeo decoction is gentle in nature and suitable for most people, but those with high blood pressure or kidney disease should consult a physician before using it. Some side effects may include abdominal bloating, dry mouth, or constipation. Users should pay close attention to their physical response, and if discomfort occurs, consult a TCM practitioner to adjust the formula. The right way to reduce antidepressants. Many patients ask whether they can stop taking antidepressants after beginning TCM treatment, but Xu cautioned against doing so. Antidepressants work by blocking certain pathways to control symptoms, she noted, and stopping them abruptly can trigger a severe rebound. The correct approach is to first use TCM to help regulate the body and wait until the overall condition has stabilized. Then, under the guidance of a qualified physician, the medication can be tapered gradually, reducing the dose by only 1/10 or 1/5 at a time. The foundation: sleep, meditation, and movement. In addition to acupressure and dietary remedies, sleep and exercise play a crucial role in preventing and managing depression. Sleep between 1 to 3 a.m., the liver's nourishment hour. From a TCM perspective, Xu emphasized the importance of going to bed early for mental health. The liver meridian is at its peak between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. If a person remains awake during this period, the liver cannot be nourished, which may contribute to increased anxiety. Therefore, falling asleep before midnight is considered essential for nourishing the liver and preventing depression. Meditation: finding stillness within. She advocates sitting meditation to help regulate the body and ease negative emotions. When we sit in stillness, the flow of qi and blood in our bodies resonates harmoniously with the energy of the universe. And naturally, balancing negative emotions becomes much easier, she said. Exercise, moving energy through the body. Xu also recommends moderate exercise, such as jogging, walking, or swimming, to improve the circulation of qi and blood. As circulation improves, the functions of the five organs and the emotions linked to them naturally strengthen.